The home of the Whopper has been a house of scandal in recent weeks.
Scandal!
Scandal! A series of news reports has raised questions about Burger King's response to a labor dispute with tomato pickers who want an extra penny a pound for their work. A Burger King executive has been tied to blog posts and emails spreading misinformation about an effort to secure the pay increase for the farm workers. And the fast food giant has confirmed that it does have a relationship with a security firm that plants spies within labor organizations for its clients. Lots to talk about here in this story. Amy Bennett-Williams is a reporter with the Fort Myers News Press who's been following this story closely. She joins me on the line now. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's start out with a little background. The tomato pickers, they want a penny a pound raise. This would actually come from the growers, correct?
Yeah, what it is that they would get 1 cent more for each pound they pick, and it would go, the money goes into an escrow account now, and then it's paid to the workers.
That doesn't seem, when you just hear a penny a pound, it doesn't seem like a lot. What does that penny a pound mean to the pickers and to Burger King?
Well, for the workers, they get between about $50 and $60 a day. And to earn that money, what they have to do is pick, it works out to about 45 cents for every 32-pound bucket. They work about 10 to 12-hour days. And as you know, the Florida sun, especially in tomato fields, is intensely hot. So it's really hard work. Mm-hmm. And they have to pick about 125 of these buckets to earn $56 a day. Now, what the extra penny a pound would mean is probably close to 20 extra dollars a day, which for a tomato picker is a significant difference. But for a company like Burger King to pay this increase, it would cost probably $250,000, no more than $300,000 a year. And when you consider that Burger King has about $11 billion in annual sales and $2.2 billion in corporate earnings last year, the numbers don't seem like a huge challenge for Burger King.
So some of Burger King's competitors, McDonald's being one of them, and the parent company of major fast food outlets like KFC and Taco Bell, they've agreed to
this pay increase.
And so why is Burger King holding out?
Well, that's a good question. One of the things that it may be is that those other companies are not based in Florida. Burger King is based in Miami. It may be that they feel differently about this because the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is right in their backyard. I don't know, however, because I haven't been able to ask Burger King directly. They haven't talked to me a whole lot.
They haven't given you reasons.
No. Well, they have concerns about the agreement, although there were Senate hearings last month at which those concerns were addressed in great detail by Senator Bernie Sanders. And there's another industry group, the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange, that has also been concerned about it. But
well, and some of their concerns, as I understand it, is that the pickers actually wouldn't get the increase. They're afraid that the growers would pocket that and wouldn't be getting to the people who need it.
And they're concerned that the agreement would violate some antitrust rules. But a number of law professors, law firms have all opined that the antitrust concerns are groundless.
Let's talk about some of these other allegations against Burger King. Burger King, we did a little digging. They confirmed for us that they do have a relationship with a company called Diplomatic Tactical Services,
mm-hmm.
which is semi-dubious company. It's been linked with some nefarious characters. One client, a former client, actually has been accused of murder.
He's not a client. He's a subcontractor. He worked for Diplomatic Tactical Services.
So definitely some controversy surrounding this group. Why did the company Burger King hire Diplomatic Tactical Services? Who were they spying on, and what was the information that?
Well,
they...
now I have to say that I personally have not had Burger King confirm for me that they worked with Diplomatic Tactical. However, in an op-ed that Eric Schlosser did in yesterday's New York Times, he does have a Burger King executive saying, yes, indeed, they've had a long-standing relationship with Diplomatic Tactical. Now, what happened here is that a couple of months ago, someone saying that she was a student at Broward Community College called the Student Farm Worker Alliance, which is a group that helps the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Of the tomato pickers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she wanted to organize some campus events, and she was interested in getting in on their conference calls and, you know, hearing what they were going to do. And so she was keyed in to some strategic planning conference calls. And it turns out when the Student Farm Worker Alliance Googled her name, that she is the owner of Diplomatic Tactical Services.
Huh.
And she's not a student currently at Broward Community College. I checked the register's information. And indeed, when I called her, she very abruptly hung up on me after telling me that she didn't care to talk about this. So there has been that, and then in the piece in yesterday's New York Times, sure enough, Burger King told Eric Schlosser that yes, indeed, they did use that company and that they were interested in knowing what the groups were up to.
And we should say again that that we were able to independently confirm that Burger King does have this relationship with Diplomatic Tactical Services.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke with Kiva Silversmith with Burger King, a spokesperson, who said that activists sympathetic with the tomato pickers have engaged in vandalism and shouted threats at employees. And this was some of the reasoning behind that relationship to protect its employees. Now, I want to talk with you a little bit more about some of the other details in this story, Amy. Can you stick around for a few minutes after the break?
I sure can.
Thank you so much. We are talking with Amy Bennett Williams. She's a reporter with the Fort Myers News Press. She's been following a story about Burger King and allegations surrounding one particular executive there that we'll dive into after the break. It has to do with planting some spies and writing some emails online to subvert a labor movement related to tomato picking and the price of that labor. We're going to finish that conversation after the break. You are listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. We're finishing up our conversation with Amy Bennett Williams. She's a reporter with the Fort Myers News Press. She's been following a story about Burger King, which is based in Florida. Burger King has been in the headlines recently for some allegations about how it's handling a labor dispute. Tomato pickers want an extra penny a pound for their work. Burger King won't give it to them. They say that raise wouldn't actually find its way into the pockets of the pickers. It would go to the growers instead. And they've made some, well, there have been allegations that one of the executives at Burger King has taken some rather extraordinary steps to subvert that labor movement. Amy, you have reported extensively on the allegations surrounding one senior executive who apparently posted blog postings and sent some emails spreading some information about the labor group, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And you, so let's, a little bit of background here. This particular executive was using his daughter's email address or her handle, her online name.
Yeah, her alias.
And explain what happened.
Well, what often when there's media coverage of what the coalition is up to, and this happened in the events leading up to the delivery of petitions to Burger King asking them for the penny a pound raise, when stories would appear online or videos would appear on YouTube, often in the comments that would follow the articles, there would be things said that were very similar, saying that the coalition was stealing from the workers, that they were crooks, that they were duping their supporters, and that the farm workers weren't benefiting from this at all. And one of the addresses or the handles that was often used was Activist 2008. And I, after a story that I wrote, got an email from this Activist 2008. And when I looked at the Internet Protocol address, it went to Burger King headquarters. Now, at the same time, there was another alias, and this is the one you just referred to, that said the same kind of, almost cut and pasted, exactly the same kind of rhetoric. And when I looked into this name, I discovered that it belonged to someone who called him or herself Shannon and gave some identifying details that were the all of the identifying details of Stephen Grover's daughter. Now, Stephen Grover is the Burger King vice president who is in charge of, among other things, regulatory compliance, which means ethics.
And you were able to actually, you called up his daughter, you were able to confirm, she admitted to you that that was the email address that her father had actually been using. And now Burger King is actually investigating those allegations as a result of that.
Yes, and they say that they will take appropriate disciplinary action.
Amy Bennett-Williams is a reporter for the Fort Myers News Press. It's an interesting story, lots of machinations. Amy, thanks for sharing your reporting with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
And now let's get some news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.